And right now on Fitter Happier, we're going to be talking obesity, diabetes, and all kinds of other tips for healthy living. So everyone knows that eating a healthy, balanced diet and doing regular physical exercise is the key to good health. Yet a recent study found more than 2/3 of West Australian adults are overweight or obese, and only 12% of WA adults reported eating 5 or more serves of vegetables the previous day. Another study revealed 36% of WA adults weren't getting the minimum recommended 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week. And there are many more health problems that come along with being overweight. Maria Zabiak, director of the Heart Foundation's Live Lighter program, is here on Fitter Happier to tell us more. Maria, welcome to the MAG.
Thank you very much for having me here.
So let's just talk about that. 36% of adults aren't getting the recommended 2.5 hours. So is that still just the Find 30 campaign?
Oh, it's all about just trying to move more. So it's getting off the couch and getting up and doing things. It's things like taking the stairs, just trying to get in as much activity a day. And most of us find that we're sitting for all sorts of reasons. Many of us use a computer, and that's one of the things that makes us sit down for most of the day. So finding 30 is one thing. And for those of you that are already finding 30, we're asking you to find 60.
Okay, so it's the old, you know, taking the dog for a walk. It doesn't mean that you have to go and run a marathon, surely?
Absolutely not. I don't run marathons and I don't plan to. But it is about taking the dog for a walk. It's really simple things. I think about the airport. There's an escalator and I'm the person who takes the stairs. So taking those steps up towards the where you're going to your flight gate is something that's important to me.
So let's talk about why this is happening. So what are some of the reasons why people are becoming overweight?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Our environment at the moment helps us not make the greatest choices when it comes to food and not make the greatest choices when it comes to physical activity. So if we think about junk food marketing, for example, we're hit with junk food marketing in so many places, in sport, at the airport, on your iPhone or any other phone. Don't want to offend the Android users. So it's an environment that encourages us to do unhealthy things, and it's really hard for people to make the right decisions. So when we're talking about making small changes, that's what we're really focusing on, because it can be really hard and overwhelming if you're trying to do everything at once.
Yeah, so but by being overweight or obese, as I mentioned earlier, it can come with many other health factors. So Let's talk about those.
Sure. So in terms of being overweight and obese, if you're carrying excess weight, you've got an increased chance of lots of things like heart disease, things like cancer, and things like type 2 diabetes. So it's quite nasty stuff that it can lead to in the long term. And so prevention is always better than cure, and we really encourage people to try and take small steps by eating more vegetables. One of the things that you mentioned before was about people not having their veggies. We ask them to do things like taking as many steps throughout the day as possible as well.
I do have a Fitbit.
Excellent.
And I'm on the Fitbit tram. My friend Rachel, if she's listening, we are in constant battle of who's doing the most steps. I do forget to wear it some days, not going to lie. What is there a certain amount of steps that we should be stepping each day?
There's not necessarily a certain amount of steps. I know that there are campaigns like the 10,000 Steps Challenge, and that's a really good way to start. And I think you've just given the perfect example. Getting a mate and being competitive with your mate is a really fun way to do things. And getting your mate to go for a walk or do your favourite thing. It doesn't have to be a walk if you don't like walking, if you like swimming, whatever it might be, is really important. And so many people these days are wearing things like Fitbits, and they can be really encouraging. So it's a good thing.
So I shouldn't tell you that the reward for the person with the most steps is a beer?
Well, I'm sorry, my microphone's not working.
That's what I like to hear. So let's talk about how people can make positive changes.
Sure. Do you want me to go through some of the things that are really easy to do?
Yeah.
Sure. So one of the things that you find, and you might find that you're going out for tea and the portion sizes are massive, or they're really encouraging you to buy that really massive meal. So what's your portion size? That's one thing that's really easy to do. One of the most common things is avoiding sugary drinks. And when we're talking sugary drinks, it's not just soft drinks. We're talking fruit drinks. We're talking choc milks. Go the water. Water is sugar-free, fat-free, virtually free because it comes out of a tap. You can cut back on salt. by keeping it off the table, for example, cut back on sugar, cut back on alcohol, and increasing the fruit and veg intakes. But one of the things that's important is physical activity. Physical activity has so many benefits beyond those diseases that we talked about. It's really good for mental health. It's really good for social stimulation, really good for making friends, competing with them, and then doing other things instead of buying beer.
Yeah. So I've also seen, like, there's a few other little steps that can help to go towards this. Like, if you're waiting for an appointment, take a 5-minute walk around the block. Or something that I often do, because I'm not very good at parallel parking, is parking further away from somewhere.
Brilliant. I like it.
And meal planning.
Meal planning is really important. We're really busy. We lead really busy lives, but taking the time to prepare meals in advance and also figuring out which ones you can freeze. So, for example, we made a chicken veggie soup over the weekend, and then we're freezing all those portions over time, and they're just so simple to grab out and then zap them in the microwave, really. There's lots of recipes on the Live Lighter website, so you know that you're safe. You've got to go to places that are credible. You've got to go to places that make it really easy for you and have all those options for you. Cook one of those recipes, you know, and you know you're in good hands.
And what's how can we support family and friends who are trying to manage, not also trying to lose weight, but what we talked about as far as diabetes and that kind of thing goes?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It can be really difficult to start a conversation with family or friends because we love them so much and we don't want to hurt their feelings. So it's really important to talk about how they're feeling, talking about their health, talking about their mental health as well. It's not okay to start talking about size or weight or those sorts of things. And then we do have some information and tools and resources on our website about how to start that conversation, or even how to start that conversation with their GP. They're a great source of information, and sometimes it's important to have a chat with them too.
Okay, well, Maria, thank you so much for being on Fitter Happier with us today. And if anyone out there would like some more information, they can head on over to the Healthy WA website, healthywa.wa.gov.au. And your website, which is livelighter.com.au.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Anytime.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.